Any good morning. Time for Jenka Sports here on Albert Lea Radio. From the American Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Warm. One score in baseball last night, Garner Hayfield Ventura. They down Lake Mills 6-2. Now, speaking of Lake Mills, Class 2A Region 5 softball kicks off tonight. Lake Mills at home against Manson Northwest Webster. That's a 7 o'clock start. Bulldogs 9-11. Manson is 5-14. Winner will get Central Springs coming up tomorrow. In Class 1A, Region 6 softball, Northwood Kensett will start the postseason on the road at St. Ansgar. Vikings are 8-14, St. Ansgar 18-7-1, first pitch at 7. Winner of that game will get the winner of Riceville and Rockford tomorrow night. Rookie Bailey Ober pitched 5 scoreless innings for his first Major League victory. Max Kepler homered a couple of times. The Minnesota Twins, they held off the White Sox last night 8-5. The Minnesota Wild have re-signed veteran forward Nick Bukestad to a 1-year, $900,000 contract. Now Bukestad had 6 goals, 17 points, and a career-best +7 rating in 44 games this season. Now, speaking of hockey, Josh Anderson scored his second goal, 3:57 in the overtime. Montreal avoids being swept in the Stanley Cup final as they beat Tampa Bay by the score of 3-2. Lightning still in good shape. They're up 3-1. Game 5 coming up tomorrow night. Columbus Blue Jackets goaltender Matthijs Kivlenyks died of chest trauma from an errant fireworks mortar blast in what authorities described as a tragic accident on the 4th of July. Now, police in Novi, Michigan say the firework tilted slightly and started the fire towards people nearby. The 24-year-old Kivlenyks was in a hot tub and tried to get clear with several other people. Authorities earlier said he had died of an apparent head injury during a fall, but an autopsy clarified the cause of death. Blue Jackets president of hockey operations John Davidson called it a devastating time for the team. Baseball results from yesterday. The Milwaukee Brewers suddenly have back-to-back losses since reeling off 11 straight wins. Pete Alonso lays a 2-run double off of All-Star Brandon Woodruff in the 7th inning as the Mets get by the Brewers 4-2. Brandon Lowe hit his first career grand slam in the 2nd inning. Tampa Bay rallied with 2 outs in the 9th as they beat Cleveland 9-8. Now, speaking of Tampa Bay and Cleveland, their game for tonight has been postponed because of the path of Tropical Storm Elsa. They're going to have a doubleheader coming up tomorrow. Ben Gamel homered twice and drove in 6 runs. Pittsburgh got by Atlanta 11-1. Jorge Alfaro hit a tie-breaking homer in the 8th inning. Miami ended the Dodgers' 9-game winning streak with a 5-4 victory. The Philadelphia Phillies went deep 5 times. The Cubs have lost 10 in a row as the Phillies win 13-3. Willie Peralta had his longest big league outing since 2016 as Detroit opened their series in Texas with a 7-3 win. Peralta's 7 scoreless innings came in his 4th start for the Tigers. Matt Carpenter broke up a scoreless tie with a 2-run triple in the 7th. Cardinals beat the Giants 5-3. Cincinnati Reds, they got a victory over Kansas City last night by a score of 6-2. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts expects pitcher Trevor Bauer to be out beyond the 7-day administrative leave imposed by Major League Baseball, slated to end on Friday. Now, Bauer was placed on leave last Friday, 3 days after an allegation of assault was made by a woman against him. The leave was imposed under the Joint Domestic Violence, Sexual Assault, and Child Abuse Policy adopted by MLB and the Players Union back in 2015. It can be the initial step leading to a longer suspension. The NBA, Game 1, Finals tonight. Milwaukee at Phoenix should be a good series tip-off in Arizona at 8 o'clock tonight. Speaking of basketball, the Atlanta Hawks have reached an agreement with interim coach Nate McMillan for him to accept a job full-time after leading the team to an improbable run to the Eastern Conference Finals. Hawks general manager Travis Schlenk says the agreement was reached yesterday. Reigning NFL MVP Aaron Rodgers says he has spent his offseason focusing on improving himself in every respect, and that goes beyond making sure he's in top physical shape. Rodgers says he also is trying to improve his spiritual self as well as his mental health. He says it includes trying to think about what puts him in the best frame of mind. Now, Rodgers did not participate in Green Bay's mandatory minicamp last month amid reports that he doesn't want to return to the Packers. And first overall draft pick Trevor Lawrence has signed his 4-year rookie contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars, clearing the quarterback to attend the opening of training camp in 3 weeks. The deal was projected to be worth $36.8 million. It included a $24.1 million signing bonus. That's according to the NFL rookie slotting system. Lawrence will count $6.7 million against the salary cap for Jacksonville this year. And at sports, from the Americana Insurance Press Box, I'm Aaron Worm.